In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. In the Garden of Eden, we know that there were two trees. There was the tree of life, and there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We know the story well, taken from Genesis 3. Adam and Eve become confused about what they really want. The serpent is deceptive and employs his lies to trick Eve into thinking that what she really wanted was the forbidden fruit. But in the end, Adam and Eve, after they partake of the fruit, they fall from grace. What the serpent promised to them is not exactly how things turn out. In the end, they lost so much more than they gained through the experience of eating that fruit. What they thought they wanted, in the end, is not really what they wanted at all. And from that day down to this present day, mankind has suffered from that same kind of confusion. We don't really know what we want. We think we do. We think we know what we want. We think that we want this, that, or the other thing. But in truth, we don't often know what we really want. Our desires arise, and as quickly as they rise, they sometimes disappear. We want to possess something, or we want to achieve some goal, or we want to attain some honor. And should we ever reach this goal or that honor or possess that thing, once we have those things in our possession, we're unsatisfied. And we decide we want something else. We desire something else, which only proves to us the thing that we thought we wanted wasn't really what we wanted after all. And the enemy of our soul seeks to exploit this state of confusion that exists in our hearts at times. Even in this present day, he promises us things that never materialize. He convinces us that what we really want is X or Y. But when we hold X or Y in our hand, like Adam and Eve, we're not really sure that that's what we wanted after all. Many times the things that we desire arise from a broken place in us, even from a sinful place in us. And certainly such desires will never satisfy us. They simply lead us to replay that whole Genesis 3 scenario of Adam and Eve over and over in our own lives. We live in our own vicious cycle of sin and death. But today, there is good news to that situation, because there is, after all, a way out of this vicious cycle. Christ came and he destroyed the power of sin and death. And that is ultimately what brings us to freedom from this cycle. Christ came into this world to bestow eternal life on us. Christ came to free us from the cycle of desire that leads nowhere, the cycle that can never deliver anything but disappointment and more desire. We hear hints of this in Christ's prayer to the Father in the gospel text today. To be freed from those endless, empty desires, we have to tap into eternal life. And when we tap into eternal life, we are living as God intended us to live. When we tap into eternal life, we find that place inside ourselves that we never knew existed. When we tap into eternal life, we begin to discover what our heart really, really, truly desires. To go back to that place where we belong. Tapping into eternal life seems like it's a difficult thing. But it's not as hard as we may think. In fact, Christ tells us the essence of eternal life in the gospel text today. He says plainly, "This is eternal life, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." So what is eternal life? Well, Christ defines it as knowing God, to have relationship with God the Father. And this is the reason that Christ, after all, came into this world, to restore relationship with God the Father that was broken by Adam and Eve's choice in the garden. To restore that relationship so that mankind could once again know God in an intimate way. To free us from that endless cycle of repeating Adam and Eve's mistake. To free us from the endless search for our misguided desires. Christ completed his redemptive work. And he ascended to God the Father. And Christ's work ultimately makes his Father our Father too. See, Christ made it possible for us to know God, to know his Father as our own Father. This is eternal life. To tap into this divine relationship that Christ made possible for us. And in that place of knowing God the Father, there is peace. In that place of knowing God the Father, there is eternal life. In that place of knowing God the Father, there is joy. In that relationship with God the Father, we can find freedom from our endless futile desires because we discover in that relationship with God the Father what our heart truly desires, and that's to be one with Him. Desires are part of the human equation. There is no human existence outside of having desire. That's part of what it is to be human. We desire things. And desires are often cultivated in our world around us, even in popular culture, into dreams. Our desires grow and they escalate and they become cultivated into this life achievement dream. And everyone's supposed to have a life achievement dream. And I want to accomplish this with my life or that or some other thing. The world encourages us to dream millions of such dreams. And it doesn't matter essentially what the dream is, just so long as you possess one of those dreams. So whether it be my dream is to possess a villa on the beach in Hawaii, or my dream is to become a professional rodeo clown, it really doesn't matter what the dream is. It's just that we have to have a dream and that we have to go after that dream with gusto. And that's where we're going to find real life, to go after our dreams with gusto. We have to understand that this is just the same old, tired lie of the enemy of our soul. Because even such dreams, they never deliver what our heart truly wants. Yes, there are some dreams that are God-given dreams that we are supposed to pursue, and these things deliver because God is part of the equation. But when God is not part of the equation, and when the dreams are centered on the things of this earth, we never find what we really want. That's not really what our heart is desiring. What our heart desires is to find that place back to where it belongs, in that relationship with God the Father, to tap into eternal life. Yes, desires are part of the human equation, but we need to learn to direct our desires heavenward. We need to learn to take our desires and channel them towards eternal life. We need to take our desires and direct them to God the Father. This is eternal life, to know the only true God. And through Christ, this has become possible for us. What was impossible becomes possible through Christ and through His work. Christ has paved the way for us to walk. Christ has shown us the way to be truly human, to live in relationship with God the Father as He lived. It's easy to fall prey to the deception of the enemy of our souls because he's constantly seeking to exploit our desires, to exploit our weakness. And we find ourselves often and again in that place like Adam and Eve, exploited, thinking that what we were after was going to deliver happiness, only to discover that we're completely disappointed. He promises us that this is what we want. But when we finally possess this thing that we surely want, that then we'll be happy. Only when we attain that goal, only when we meet our life's dream, then we'll be happy. But all of this is just a redrafted lie. These things never will ultimately make us happy. But there is a place where we find true happiness in the state of our soul, that place where we can find true and abiding peace, a path that brings fulfillment of joy. Christ said in the final line of the gospel text this morning, the reason that he spoke these things was that they might have joy fulfilled in themselves, referring to his disciples. That is what we are called to do, to have joy fulfilled. But it's not joy because we've attained our life's dream. It's joy that's based on our relationship with God the Father. Real peace, real joy, these are things that our heart truly desires. But there's only one place to find such things, by tapping into eternal life, by engaging relationship with God the Father. This is eternal life, to know the only true God. And we can know Him because Christ has made Him known. So let us pursue relationship with God the Father. Because in relationship with God the Father, we find that perfect peace. In relationship with God the Father, we can find joy fulfilled. And in relationship with God the Father, we find what our heart truly desires. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.